traumatic stress.
Lennington says over 15 years, the Wounded Warrior Project has invested over $1 billion in programs and services for wounded veterans, as well as for their families and caregivers.
And please remember to keep it here for all your election results. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House has said a handful of times in recent weeks that they would support a bill that supports people with pre-existing conditions. No, they've not shared any specifics, though, behind that bill. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders again reiterated on Fox News that the Republicans and President Trump are doing nothing to take away coverage for people with pre-existing conditions.
The president's been clear, whatever policy he puts forth on health care, it will protect pre-existing conditions. There are some people out there in the country that want to tell you a different story, but at the end of the day, the president's going to do what is necessary to protect people with pre-existing conditions, but also create a health care system that actually works, that actually functions, that has competition, that creates an environment where people get the type of health care that they need, not just a card that says that they have health insurance. Those are two very different things, and this president wants to make sure people have actual health care, not just health insurance. Sure.
Congressman Kristen Sinema is in a tight Senate race against Arizona Congresswoman Martha McSally. In 2003, Sinema said it was fine if Americans joined the Taliban. McSally has asked Sinema to apologize for this, and the local NBC affiliate in Phoenix also caught up with Sinema and asked her if she would apologize as well.
You know, Martha crossed the line with those comments, and that's the choice that she's made in her campaign, to run a campaign that's based on...
But do you regret that statement, though, at all?
Well, it was an offhand comment during an interview about a war that I believed was misguided and still believe is misguided.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Peters, and we're going to do a 55-plus segment today. And with me today is Michelle...
Melissa.
I had damn right. I knew it wasn't correct. Melissa Nichols. I remember the
correct.
Nichols.
Correct.
My
Melissa
lucky number's Nichols. Five, so Nichols.
That's right.
And Melissa is with Heath Village, and we're going to talk all about that. And before we... get off the air in 45 minutes, you're going to be an expert on Heath Village. So, Melissa, say hello to the crew.
Hello, everyone.
And that's Melissa, and we're going to be back right after a commercial or two. Thanks for tuning in.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hey, it's Joe Peters, and I'm back with Melissa Nichols. And we... Did I do it wrong again?
No, Melissa.
Okay, I got it, Melissa. Okay.
My sister's name is Michelle. So I answered it. But it's Melissa.
So Melissa Nichols is with Heath Village, and I always like to start with finding out a little about my guests. So Melissa, why don't you sort of go back to where you went to school and grew up and come forward?
Absolutely. I am proud to say I was born and raised in New Jersey, Parsippany, in Morris County. Following my graduation from high school, I went down to George Mason University, where I majored with government and politics. And I'm one of the few people, I think, that can say that they used their government and politics degree for most of my career until where I am now, practically. My first job was at Rutgers University in their government affairs office in Washington, D.C. And then I went to work for Governor Whitman, then Congressman Frelinghuysen, and then I did a short stint at St. Clair's Hospital as their community relations manager. And then I went back to work in Hunterdon County for then Assemblywoman Marsha Caro and then Senator Marsha Caro. And I followed her to the New Jersey Meadowlands Commission all the way out there in the Meadowlands, as far away and different than Hunterdon
wow.
County you can get.
I can imagine.
And then I ended up working at Heath Village Retirement Community, where I'm their community relations coordinator.
Great. So going back to college, what was your major there?
My major was government and politics.
Government and politics.
Mm-hmm.
So this really has nothing to do with government and politics, although I'm sure it comes in handy.
It sure does. Honestly, you're still, for me, I was never on the political campaign side. I've always been okay. The policy side. I've always been the constituent services side.
All right.
I truly believe, I know it sounds hokey, but I do truly believe that government plays a role, an important role in the health and public safety of its citizens.
Right.
And I always enjoyed being able to help people solve problems that they come across and work with the government to fix them. It was very exciting to work with Marsha. I was really her go-to person. I'm working in some pieces of legislation, so that was exciting. It was a great career. Everything runs its course, and I'm happy, very happy to be in senior living. It's a very happy place to be. Government got a little crazy during that recession, and Hunterdon particularly became very difficult because all of a sudden you had people who never had to look to government for help, and now all of a sudden they were looking for government to help, and there was nothing that could be done for them.
Yeah.
So it got pretty difficult at that time, so it was a nice change.
Governor Whitman's office, what did you do there? Same thing?
I did constituent relations, like every good young 20-something kid coming out into government, but then I also advanced into the communications world, where I worked on a coordinated calendar and worked with all the different agencies and found events that I felt would highlight the governor's policies.
Well, I can see how that all blends into what you do. So.
Yeah.
I understand her husband passed a couple of years back now. That's too bad.
Yeah.
I know she was very involved in a community. We have I'm trying to remember what the name of it is, but there's a food kitchen out of Somerville, and they tell me she works down there a half a day a week, several times a month.
Yeah.
Very good of her. But I hadn't heard that her husband.
Despite the current dialogue of many elected officials, I truly believe that most people serving in public service who choose to run for office and serve their communities are doing so absolutely with the right intentions and really want to improve their communities. It's not about self-promotion or self-gain. But the bad apples always get all the news.
Well, and it's interesting that Marilyn and I study history by watching things like the FDR years and the Lincoln years and the Truman years, and it's always been this way. The nastiness, right down to political assassination, literal assassination, like in Lincoln's case, there were 5 assassination attempts going on at once, was part of politics. It just never got the publicity.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying we're assassinating people today, but we're sure not saying very nice things about them. So you may call it political assassination. Yeah.
There's a lot to be said for civil discourse that's really lacking in a lot of our elected officials. And so, that's unfortunate because it doesn't serve anybody well.
It is. And I think if you just go back to the FDR years, they never publicized that the man was in a wheelchair. He didn't want to be known as a paraplegic. So the press honored that. Could you see the press doing that today?
No, not at all. No.
Marilyn says, how can people run? I mean, everybody's got a little blemish somewhere, and it's going to come up.
Yes. And I didn't share with you, but of course I did get married along the way and have two great sons, 17 and 16.
Wow.
One's a senior in high school, one's a junior in high school. And we talk a lot about the impact of social media and the everyone's go-to. Here we are filming this radio interview. So every time we say, be cautious. If someone pulls up their phone, you go behind the phone.
You
know, just, you know, if you want to put yourself out there, that's fine. But it should be your decision, no one else's.
Well, and it is such a world of instant, not only gratification, but broadcast of information that even non-political, non-journalists are broadcasting information.
Absolutely.
So though everybody thinks it's the truth when they see it, or most people do anyway. It's on the internet. It's got to be true. And it's not. It's an opinion.
It is.
We start getting opinions based on opinions to the point where it's nowhere near reality. And I don't care which side, and I always try to steer away. We all have our own political opinions, but you got to believe that 49% of the people you're talking to don't agree with you. Maybe 51%, okay? Just depends which side of the argument you're on. And when I see people like movie stars coming out and taking political sides, I say, you don't need half your revenue, I take it. It's like, first of all, I'm not paying you for your opinion. I'm paying you for your acting or your singing or your whatever. So I don't really care what you think. But, you know, people, it's just beyond me that they can be so public with their opinion and then alienate. Anyway, we're way off course. Let's talk about the Village. So you've been there how long?
It'll be 4 years in April. So I've been there a good amount of time, but not that long, but certainly enough to have fallen in love with my community. It is a very, very special place. Our tagline is Heath Village, a unique retirement community, and I think we live up to that tagline very well. It's was founded more than 50 years ago. We really, truly were cutting edge at the time when we created a system from the very beginning that allowed for people to age in their community with, you know, when they're and provide them with a level of services that they needed when they needed them. So originally, we always, you know, served as a resource for independent seniors, but also almost immediately also had a nursing component to the to our community, so that when people needed the care, it was right there for them. And that's what we have today. We have four levels of living: independent, modified independent, which is basically hotel style of living where you don't have to shop, cook, or clean anymore.
Okay.
Then we have residential health care, which is similar to assisted living in that it's a licensed area and it has 24-hour, 7-day-a-week nursing supervision.
Right.
But we predate the assisted living regulations in the state of New Jersey, so they grandfathered us in as residential health care.
Okay.
And then we have a licensed 99-bed long-term care and skilled nursing facility that also has subacute and rehab services.
So I know over the years I've had people like Linda Bryant come on, and she runs all of our senior citizen programs here in Hunterdon County. And she's a wonderful person associated with the medical center. And she told me that probably somewhere between 5 and 7% of our seniors eventually get to a senior citizen community. It's not like half of them go there. It's very few of them go
there. That is correct. Majority of people will age in place in their own homes, and that's a wonderful thing. So we are, Heath Village is just another option for people who are looking for peace of mind and true maintenance-free resort-style living. I mean, in many ways, it's like living on a cruise ship. You come there and you can have meals in our three restaurants. You have activities. You can be busy from sun up to sundown if you choose.
Right.
That's not to say that you have to. I mean, many of our residents are more independent in that they're content with their close-knit family. Yep. Many of our residents come from in the area, so they already have a built-in network.
Yep.
But for those who are looking for that type of involvement and activities, and whether it be bocce or cooking demonstrations, book club, there's something really truly for everyone at Heath Village.
So where you're in Warren Township, Warren County.
No, we are in Morris County.
Morris, okay.
Yes, technically Heath Village is located in Washington Township, Morris County. But what I'll say is we are in that spot in New Jersey where basically three counties intersect. While we sit in Morris County, if you go a mile to the west, we're in Hackettstown, Warren County.
Okay.
And if you go a mile and a half south, we're in Califon and Hunterdon County.
Huh.
So we're really truly in that little point in the world of New Jersey that
all intersect. So if somebody was to drive there, what road would they take up to your facility?
Well, from Flemington, you could take, from this way, you could take 523 over the mountain. You could take up 523 to where it intersects with 517. You could take 31 up to 57. You could take 31 the back roads by Voorhees High School.
Okay.
There's multiple ways to get there. You can take 78 to 20, exit 24 off of 78 and take the mountain over that way.
All right. So that sounds fascinating. It's here, and it sounds like, because I've been here 20 years, and other than knowing you, I don't know a thing about Heath Village.
Well, when I first started, because what I like to say about my job is I'm the face of Heath Village outside of Heath Village.
Okay.
So generally speaking, I represent us in five different counties. I've heard many times that we're this best-kept secret, because we're actually quite large. We have 350 to 400 residents, given any time. Of that number, 250 are truly independent, meaning that they come and go as they please. Many of them still drive. They vacation. We had a resident just get back from China. We had a resident who was down in Amsterdam on a painting trip. So they're truly living retirement the way we believe it's meant to be, and embracing all the things that they've loved to do and perhaps weren't able to spend time on during their life. A few things that make Heath Village unique is that we have a 100-plus acre campus. So we believe that Hunterdon County residents, seniors who are interested in going to a community, would really find attractive because mm-hmm. we have a large community garden. Many of our residents are passionate gardeners. They can garden right outside their apartment,
wow.
or they can take part in the community garden. We are a rental community. People confuse us with what are called continuing care retirement communities. They're known as CCRCs. Where there's a big buy-in, like sometimes it's more often than not. In fact, it's a six-figure buy-in for their health care. They're basically prepaying for their health care. At Heath Village, we don't do that. We are a rental community. But, yes, when people come to Heath Village, the expectation and hope is that they spend the rest of their life with us, where we take care of them. But that our philosophy is that you only pay for what you need when you need it. Why pay for long-term care now? When you may never need it. And so we pay, you have a monthly fee. There is an optional community fee, but it's optional. You don't have to pay it. All it does is reduce your fee. But those are the really two things that make us different than any other community that's in the area. We have a large 100-plus acre campus with a view shed second to none. And we also have this flexible pay-as-you-go finance plan.
That's fascinating to me because we've talked in the past. By the way, we met during one of the chamber events, and we've talked on and off, and we were supposed to be on about a month ago, and I personally blew it, but we're here today making up for it. But I know I've talked to my Marilyn's brothers, a little older than we are, and they actually sold their house and bought into a place. I mean, bought in the $250,000 range, and we went to visit them. It's in Connecticut, so I would think Connecticut's a little more pricey than we are here, but I wasn't impressed with what they got for $250,000. They had a little 500 or 600 square foot flat, and there was elevator service. It wasn't a 50-year-old well-kept building, but still looked 50 years old. And there was food, and there were, you could ring the bell for health care if you needed it. But they were living on their own, and I think the monthly fee was $3,000 or something.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And it wasn't as if you run out of money, okay, we'll move you down to the other ward. You run out of money, you were out. It wasn't a compassionate kind of thing. It was a strictly financial relationship run by, and I won't mention who, but a large organization.
Right. And, we are a standalone community, which and a not-for-profit.
Okay.
So I do think those two things also make us unique in that really, truly, we are able to shift gears, if you would, or adopt a new policy or change things to really reflect the current residents. I mean, in over 50 years, obviously our clientele has changed. And one example of that is how we, when we renovate apartments now, after residents leave, we move to the hardwood floors and the granite and the open concept, things that people have already put into their homes now. Right. Why would you give up that level of living to come to an apartment? We don't want you to. We really want you to really continue to live the same quality of life that you were living before coming to Heath Village.
So I know when we visited Marilyn's brother and his wife, they had several levels like you did. One were cottages where you could either eat in your cottage or you can come to the community meals. And the second one was in a high rise, and that was what they opted for. And they all their meals were cooked, but they could take them up or even have them delivered to their apartment. And then I guess you go deeper and deeper in as your needs.
Right. In our independent apartments, we have, like I said, the 100-plus acre campus. I have maps here. You can obviously see. The radio people can see.
100 acres.
It's very large.
It's a state park.
Yeah, it's very, very large. And there are no high-rise apartments. They're all, you have little neighborhoods, Deer Run, Evergreen, The Orchard. They're all names, and obviously those names have histories related to our history. So as we had a lower campus, and as we built, we moved up to an upper campus. And so we would say that if you're coming to Heath Village, there is walking involved. I mean, that doesn't mean that you can't, you know, use a walker or have other mobility issues, but it's who we are. It really identifies us a place where people come and they really embrace the outdoors. As one of our residents loves to say, that it really has that campus feel where you kind of walk around. We have beautiful, beautiful walking paths and grounds. We have Schooley's Mountain Park in the back.
Okay.
So we have hiking trails. We have a 3-hole pitch and putt golf course. We have obviously an outdoor swimming pool and bocce court and shuffleboard. So we are very outdoorsy. We have a beautiful courtyard and patio where we have summer concerts on the patio at twilight, at dusk. And we have a pub where people can enjoy a cocktail, if that's their choice, out on our patio. But it's really intended to be up to the resident, the independent resident, making those decisions. Yes, we have restaurants. You could have your food delivered to your apartment. But really our focus is on residents who still are independent, seniors who are really looking to be active, independent, engaged, both intellectually, socially, and physically. So really, that is our market. That's who we are. We really try to make retirement something that's special for each
other. Step one, I would think, would be somebody who says, this is overwhelming, we need something else. And most of those people start looking at 55 pluses, and 55 pluses come in two levels. There's a 55 to 65, which is pretty active living, and there's this, and usually multi-floors and still large units, and then 65, you start to think about getting on one floor. And I know, for example, we just worked on one in Canal Walk where the couple bought in when they were 55. And after 12, 15 years, they decided the two floors was too much, and they sold it and bought a one-floor unit because they now needed the one-floor living. You are the same way, but you don't have to buy it. You could just
You don't have to buy it. You don't have to rent it. And we don't have any two-level models. We only have one-level models. And really, people can... We are private pay, so there is a front-end review of your assets, but like you said, you don't buy it. You hold on to your money, but we understand that you're going to be there for a long time, so we like to make sure that you're able to afford that for the long haul.
Is it public assist at all, or is it all private pay?
It's all private pay.
Okay, so there's no senior... You've got to be getting something from the state, or
No, it's all private pay.
But logically, for both sides, you're taking a look to make sure that most upscale apartments do that.
Exactly.
Really afford to come in here and pay. So if somebody was to come in, and I would think the somebodies have several levels too. One could be ill or gone, or it's a couple. or it's a divorce, and we're seeing a lot of gray divorce.
Yeah. Generally, we have two types of residents that come in. One who's lived and raised their families here for 50, in the same house for 50 years.
Right.
And now they need to downsize. And that, so that's a huge process.
Yep.
The other side is we have more like you, Joe, where we have people who decided after their kids moved out of their house to downsize into a 55 and older community that is one level but doesn't come with any services. So now they're like at a point that they just want to move someplace that they never have to move again. They never ever have to move again. Our healthcare center, everything's located on one campus. We have several residents who have, they're living in one level, and unfortunately a spouse is not doing as well.
Yeah.
But they can see them every day. They can go visit them in the other level where they're
right.
where they're living. So it's really peace of mind that they do have the pendant, that they can push the button 24 hours, 7 days a week, and either a nurse would come, a security would come any hour of the day to help them with their needs. We have transportation services. You never have to drive again if you want to,
so
if you come to
the
village.
So even at the independent level, they've got the chains and whatever to pull if this.
Absolutely. All of our independent residents get a pendant, basically like Life Alert.
Right.
They push the button. Security, either, you know, nursing responds and security responds, basically.
So what is your smallest unit square foot wise?
We don't really measure by square foot, and people hate that, I know. And we kind of do, too, in our housing office. But it's basically about 900 square foot, the smallest, maybe even a little smaller than that, the studio.
Right.
We only have one studio on campus. The rest are all one bedroom deluxe, two bedroom deluxe, and then, yes, we do have cottages, which I know there's a number of hundred residents that are on that wait list. It's a very long wait list for those cottages.
Really? Wow.
Yes, we're very lucky. We are, knock on wood, we are running at like 95-96% census. We have very little, very few apartments available. Our cottages, what makes them special and why they're so popular is that they're two bedroom, two bath deluxe, but they have garages.
Nice.
At the rest of our apartments, we have carports where people have covered parking on a first-come, first-served basis.
Right.
And then we have open parking, but only the cottages have garages.
So we're sitting, Marilyn just retired this year. And
congratulations to her.
She didn't want it. She wanted to go another year and a half, but things were changing, and she decided rather than change for the last year and a half and not be happy, it was just time to leave. So we sold our big mega mansion about 7 years ago, and we decided we'd rent for a year. Here it is 7 years later, we're still renting. And the only problem with a rental is it comes to an end one way or another. Okay, the landlord wants it back, the landlord is going to sell it. Something happens that you can't stay any longer. Yours solves that problem, is that, yeah, you could go into a rental. Like what we would think would be perfect for us, so you invent things, would be a brand new one floor, 1,800 square foot with a little bit of storage either in the basement or above the garage. We'd need a two-car garage that we could rent. So we've got till one of us passed on, everyone decided we're going to do something else. There's no such thing. Okay, but there is at Heath Village.
There is absolutely Heath Village. We have probably everything you would need and more, you and Marilyn.
So, and the only problem to us right now, because we're both still active, is that it's probably not geographically where we'd want to be. But I know, I just looked at your directions. I just sold a house as you go up School East Mountain Road from Long Valley.
Correct.
And you take that first right, and there's a big old camp with a lake on the right there. You're right in that general area.
Yeah, we're a couple miles from there. Yes, yes. We're right off of School. We are on School East Mountain. That is our address, School East Mountain. So I know that. So anyone who's familiar with Chester, you just come over the mountain from Chester. You take 20, you know, from the center of Chester, where 206 and 202, 206 hits. You take 24 over the mountain through Long Valley, and you're there. I mean, it's what we say about Heath Village is that once you're there, you're there.
Right.
We have live entertainment every Wednesday. I mean, and for family members, they're going to come visit you wherever you are. So you're going to make them happier having that peace of mind. Or they're not going to visit.
Yeah. Whether they'll visit once in a great while.
I don't think that, you know, the 15 extra miles isn't going to deter them.
No, I think you're right. I think it's just what your daily activities are and does that fit into it. But we definitely want to come up and look at it. You say you do open houses?
Yes, we have we just had our fall open house, but we have two upcoming luncheons. We have one on November 14th. It's a Wednesday. And then we have a very special one on Wednesday, December 12th, which is our annual holiday luncheon.
Wow.
At Heath Village, we decorate more than almost two dozen trees throughout the campus in holiday decor. And they're breathtaking, and the campus is well lit and all really festive. Obviously, during lunchtime, you don't see some of it that you would see during the nighttime.
Right.
But really, truly, everywhere you turn, the spirit of the holidays is infused there with everybody. So at that lunch, we serve a delicious lunch. The holiday lunch includes a salad and a main course. You get to choose between a couple entrees, a dessert. You get to hear a little presentation about what we offer, and then we take a tour of an apartment. It's really what I always say, it's if you're even thinking about going to a community, these luncheons are an excellent way. We're very low pressure. There's no, you don't have to divulge any information. We don't ask for any information other than your name and a phone number and an address.
To get to know each other.
It's just really, it's an opportunity just to see what it's all about. And what I would say to anybody, what I do say to anybody, because I do programs for the community on exploring your senior options that talk about all the different ones that exist. But when you come, I tell everybody, go to as many free lunches as you possibly can if you're thinking about it. And I would definitely tell you and your wife to do that.
Yeah.
Because every community has their own feel. And for whatever it is, it's like buying a house, Joe.
Yes.
When you walk in, you just know it. It either feels like you're home or it doesn't. And that's exactly the case with any of these communities. They very much like ours, we are very traditional. We are very conservative. We are very old-fashioned kind of community in all the good ways. Fellowship is a vital part of our residents.
Right.
We have a residents council that's extremely active that really helps direct kind of what we're doing as a community, and they make it clear what they think is the right way to do it. So I would say if you're looking for information, you should definitely check out a luncheon. And again, ours is on Wednesday, November 14th. And then Wednesday, December 12th.
If somebody wants to call you, how do they do that?
They would call 908-684-5009. And they can obviously find us on the internet at www.heathvillage.com. And I would also strongly encourage you to check out our Facebook page. Like Heath Village on Facebook. I am the person, so the voice that you will hear on that Facebook is me.
Oh, neat.
Good, bad, or indifferent. But I post every day. And it really, truly will give you, I think, a sense of our residents, what our community looks like. There's tons of photos up there, so you can see firsthand what I'm talking about, the beautiful campus. We always say you need to come see it for yourself.
Yeah.
We have a garden party in July that is terrific, and with a true garden party on our patio with strawberry shortcake. It's really a wonderful, wonderful way to come and see the community without feeling pressure to move there.
So you're saying it's private pay. Who owns it from the top down?
We're run by a board of trustees.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there is a foundation.
It's a board of trustees, completely run by them.
Okay.
And we have a parent company that's the Heath Alliance for Care.
Right.
But then it's managed on a day-to-day by board of trustees. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit. Yeah.
Got it.
Founded in 1966. We opened our first doors in 1966.
And when somebody needs to come in, and let's say they're just going to come in and take a minimal unit, what kind of a commitment do they make to you at that point in time?
It varies on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
It really varies. And I would be better suited to really have that conversation one-on-one with people. But you're looking at probably, you know, six figures in assets, but that could include your real estate, your home, your investments, your pension.
Time-wise?
Well, depending how right now our census is very low, but generally speaking, it takes about 3 to 6 months to get somebody, if they came in today and they applied today, they got approved today, and they wanted to move in, about 3 to 6 months. But
to get in.
But we've done it in a few weeks.
And then it's a whatever basis you probably have, annual, semi-annual, month-to-month.
There's a monthly rent.
Yeah.
And it's on an annual contract. An annual lease.
Got it.
We are on a fiscal year, and every July that you have to re-sign your lease.
Okay.
And that's how it works.
At real round dollars, what would a minimum to maximum cost, just so that we could...
Sure, absolutely. I never like to speak off the cuff, okay, because then I get myself in trouble. I brought my little cheat sheet here.
Because I know if a person was to go out and rent a two-bedroom apartment somewhere in Hunterdon County today, you're not going to spend less than $2,500,
okay,
unless you're in a true condo. You know, I'm okay, talking a townhouse kind of thing with
right,
a garage or two.
Right. Well, okay, well, just say use a two-bedroom. They are, yeah, honestly the most popular model,
yeah,
right now. Your basic two-bedroom, not with a den, not with an enclosed patio, your basic two-bedroom runs from $3,512 to $4,112 per month.
Okay.
And the difference in those two numbers is that optional community fee. The community fee doesn't get you any extra services or amenities. It simply is a rental credit, if you would.
Right.
It's one of those things that the younger you are, and mm-hmm, the more likely it saves you money. So it takes you about 3 to 4 years to make the money back.
Right.
So if you're young, because you continue to receive those savings as you move up to the higher levels of care, but you only pay it once, and it's optional. So some people pay it, some people don't. And again, that's all that fee includes all of your utilities.
Okay.
The only thing that you pay for is a landline phone, because it's part of our security system,
right,
and that's $14 per month, and then your cable, which is $35 per month, which covers three boxes, which is...
And there's food in that or not?
No, there's no food in that because you have your own kitchen. And again, our philosophy is why pay for something when you don't
right,
need to? Why would we make you come eat in our restaurants when you have a full kitchen?
What I witness a lot of times are people who have got a $600,000 house and they have $300,000, $400,000 in equity, and they want to sell that house and buy something and pay for it. Here...
They would
invest
those assets. They do.
And just live off the interest.
Absolutely. That's our model.
That's
generally the people that move there. That's what they're doing, is they're selling these homes.
It sounds very unique to me. It doesn't sound like you have a lot of competition.
Well, it is a growth industry, and there is more and more of these cropping up everywhere.
Okay.
I'm sure some of your residents, your listeners, I've heard of Lantern Hill, Fellowship Village, Brightview, they're all out there.
All right.
And some of them have the ones I just mentioned all have independent living.
Right.
Some are truly just assisted living, which
okay,
is its own kind of industry, if you would, versus those of us that are appealing to those who want to have all those levels. They want to come independently, but be able to stay there for everything.
So, but eventually you get drawn further and further in, depending on your health level.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't have
the perfect scenario for us is someone who comes in their, you know, late 70s, and I will say early 80s, because at
yeah,
this point, that's really how people are living so well. They're
yeah,
living healthier, longer lives. So they come to us maybe then when they're just starting a little bit, and maybe not to slow down.
Right.
So they come in, they live for as many years as possible independently. And by the way, we have people moving in at 95 that are independent.
Wow.
So it's... It really, truly, age is just a number. You can
yeah,
be 76 and feel like you're 100 and act like one,
yeah,
or be 100 and act like 60.
Yeah.
So, really, truly, it's just a number. So they would move in independently, live there for many, many years independently, and then maybe what happens is there's a fall. Maybe a spouse passes away.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they don't want to have to do all those other things. So
yeah,
they move into our hotel style, where they have a room. But they take all of their meals in the restaurants. And we
okay,
say your room is where you go and rest and sleep.
Yep.
And then you use the rest of the building as your home.
Okay.
And there's lots of places to relax and enjoy your family and entertain guests.
Wow.
And then obviously as other healthcare needs come into play, you would move to our residential healthcare. Maybe you're not coming out for meals anymore. And all
right,
of a sudden your neighbors are coming to the front desk or they're coming to my office and they're saying, Melissa, Mary's not coming out for breakfast. I don't know what's going on. You need to check on her.
Yeah.
And, of course, our wellness nurse does it regularly at the request of family, at the request of residents. They really take care of one another, and we really take care of one another. And what I would want to just add one more thing about Heath Village, our staff is unbelievable. They never leave. Like, I have had several jobs in my career, and they've all been good. And my boss has been there 34 years at Heath Village. My executive director's been there 30. Our director of maintenance has been 35 years.
Wow.
Our we recognize these employees every quarter with our milestone high coffee.
Wow.
People never leave, and I think that says so much about the community, not only about how employees are treated, the opportunities that the Board of Trustees has given them to grow and develop with the organization. The level of dedication from the staff to Heath Village is second to none. I mean, you really...
So let's talk headcounts. How many units do you have?
We have 196 independent unit apartments.
Right.
And that includes our hotel style.
Okay.
Then we have 38 beds in our residential health care. And yeah. Then we have 99 bed in our long-term care skilled nursing.
So that's about 400 all
yep, together. All together. We have currently, I do the census every week. Yeah. We have 236 resident independent residents. And then the rest would be comprised of the other licensed areas.
Okay. And how many staff do you have?
We have about 150 full-time.
Wow.
And then we have 300 part-time per diem, you know, between CNAs, per diem CNAs, right. And then dining staff and whatnot. It's a lot of people.
That is.
It's a world all on its own up there.
So how long has the longest person been there?
Well, she is 103 years old, and she's been there 28 years.
Wow.
Ruth Forrest, if you want to meet an amazing person, you should check her out. I have videos of her on my Facebook page. She is incredible.
So she came in her 70s, uh-huh. And she's still there.
She came because her teacher was celebrating her 100th birthday there. Or something. Her teacher was celebrating something there. And her students came all out to celebrate her birthday. And she said, I'm going to move here. And like 2 years later, she had sold her house, and there she was.
So of the people that do move in, how many people decide it's not for them?
I mean, very few.
Okay, so most it's
very few.
Lifelong commitment.
It is. It is definitely.
Isn't that an amazing story?
In fact, we have second-generation families now. We have two or three residents currently whose parents were there.
Wow.
They loved it so much that they...
I'm really looking forward to coming up and talking.
Well, we can't wait to have you, Joe. Yeah. And all of Joe's friends, you're all welcome, too. We can have a special Joe luncheon.
There you go. Yeah, maybe we'll do a Joe Day.
A Joe Day, yes.
What are the extra things to do? You talked about the gardening and the events. On a day-to-day basis, are there movies and plays?
Oh, there's hundreds of activities. No joke. Every month, their schedule, and they have a Friday, we call it the Friday Flyer, and it comes out and lists Monday through Fridays. Well, one of the big things that we do is we have fitness classes. We have a fitness center, of course, for independent people who want to just do their own workout routines. But then we have Zumba Gold, we have Pilates, we have yoga, we have Fitness Over 50. Monday through Friday, there's a group-led fitness class in the morning every day.
Right.
We have, like I said, we have book club. Every day varies. We have Tasting Tuesday in the pub. It's kind of like just like college, that they have this little, they have a drink special. You go and try it for reduced price. And then if you like it, you know, you can have one. But it's really, there's something, we have art, like an art group, a very dedicated art group. Like I said, fellowship is really important to our residents. So a lot of them volunteer. Not only do they volunteer outside of Heath Village,
right. They
volunteer in Heath Village. So a lot of them are what they call friendly visitors, where they go and visit the residents in the healthcare center, bring them their mail,
right.
Enjoy lunch with them. They play games with them on Friday.
Wow.
There's a beauty, you know, obviously there's a beauty parlor there as well. So there's so many things. We have a huge bocce group. I mean, out of 230 independent residents, almost 100 of them are involved in the bocce program in some way. They're substitutes, or they're on a team, they're a substitute for a team, they're an official fan.
And I imagine there's clubs like reading.
There's clubs, there's a genealogy club, there's iPad club. We just had a great iPad meeting the other day where a resident was teaching her other residents how to use tablets to read online and how to download books and how to do magazines and articles. So they really take care of one another. It's special.
That's amazing.
We should all be so lucky at that level.
I really feel the same way. I think anybody who's listening is going to say, I've got to go see this place. I know I'm saying I've got to go see this place. It sounds like better than a bleep. And comparing it to what I originally described that my brother-in-law is in, it's like night and day, because his was, he had to wait 2 years. He wanted a certain apartment that overlooked the lake, and when it came open, we went up, and we really expected to see the Taj Mahal, and we were not impressed at all, other than it was a nice place.
Right.
It just was very, very dated and very, very small, and maybe I didn't get a good representative sampling of it, because all I saw was the dining room where they had a special lunch for us coming up.
And we're very honest with people. Like, if you want to be able to have that high-rise kind of feeling where you walk out your door and everything's right there, probably not the place for you.
Yeah.
Not if you're an independent resident. If you have other needs, perhaps. But if you're truly independent, probably not the place for you, because our model is that you are going to continue to live your life fully.
Right.
So we provide ways to do that, and they're not just walk out your door and come. You live on campus, and you come to the main building, and that's where all the activities are. But it's really, it's about you and finding what you like to do.
So it's funny, because my office is in Warren, and we have, as you go up Mount Horeb Road, it's Mount Bethel up over the hill to the 78. There's got to be 10 or 12 high-end nursing facilities and or extended stay. And I visited 3 or 4 of them. Some of them are brand new. And it's a very high-end area. I mean, most of that area, the houses are all in 7 figures. So I imagine the people that are looking to go into there. But there's, other than maybe a 2-bedroom apartment, and I'm not sure I've ever seen a 2, it's more like a 1-bedroom apartment, there's not much that you can get into up there, but they do have some. And Brightview is what made me think of it. I've been inside it, and that's a brand new facility right there. Impressive, but not what you're describing.
I'm sure that, like I said earlier, every community has its own feel, and really it's driven by what's important to you. We have a video on our website that we just did a couple of years ago, and people speak to that. Our residents talk about what it was that made them choose Heath Village. And
right.
Many of them speak so much about our campus and our grounds. We have our chief of grounds is so beloved at Heath Village for what he has created. It's like an oasis in terms of the landscape and the view shed. And when you look outside your window, we allow pets.
I was just going to ask.
Yeah, we asked. You'll see in our video, you'll see one of our residents walking her pet along one of the trails.
Okay.
So it's really, truly one of our the biggest selling point is our grounds and the fact that we don't have a big buy-in.
Right.
So it's a luxury, no doubt. We constantly are reinvesting in the property. We just renovated 2 new apartments, and we're actually, I don't want to leave without saying that we just broke ground on a 97,000 square foot new healthcare center.
Wow.
So the current healthcare center will be coming down.
Okay.
And be in its place will go truly assisted living. But the 97,000 square foot healthcare center is truly going to provide a level of service to the senior community, the senior population in the region, in the whole Northwest region, that they have never seen before. It's incredible.
I'm just looking to see what day the 14th is, because you said that was your next...
Wednesday the 14th.
Wednesday the 14th.
Of November.
And if somebody wanted to come up and visit it that day, they would call you at the number you mentioned?
Yep, it's 908-684-5009, or it's right on our website. You can check it out at heathvillage.com. And if that doesn't work, we always do private tours all the time. We allow for you to come with a group anytime you want. Monday through Friday is our preference, but we do make accommodations.
It's open on my schedule. I'm going to see if it's open on Mal's. The lunch is around midday, I guess.
Yep, 12 o'clock. We ask people to get there 11:45.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, like I said, we have our luncheon on December 12th, where you'll see Heath Village. It's our final luncheon for the year. After that, they'd only be private tours because the weather doesn't really allow for us to get outside.
Neat. We're going to be traveling that time, so I'm going to try to do it on the first date that we talked about. You've been there 4 years, you said, and you're probably a newbie.
I am always. I still feel like the new girl, no matter what.
Okay. How many people have, what's the longest employee? I mean, you said some of them are 35 years.
Well, we did have an employee just retire 2 years ago who was 50. He was 50, had been there 50 years.
Wow.
He had been there 50 years, and he retired. He was basically there when it opened. Our founder, Reverend Clarence Sickles, and his wife Jean still live at Heath Village.
Okay.
They're in our Mayflower House, which is our residential health care. But he's an amazing individual. He actually gave the invocation at our recent groundbreaking. Okay. But yeah, Michael Ort was there 50 years when he retired.
Really? Now, we have a realtor named Craig Ort. I'm wondering if they're related because it's an old family name.
The Ort farm is not his direct relative.
Okay.
But and if so, maybe your friend is related to them. But I'm sure that when we saw his when I saw his brother at the retirement party, there was reference that probably a long time ago their paths had crossed, but they weren't in any really recent
relationship. So it's non-sectarian.
It is a non-denominational, correct? Okay. We obviously have Christian roots.
Okay.
We were founded by an Episcopalian minister, but we are non-denominational. All faiths are welcome.
Okay, and what about like field trips? Do they have excursions?
Yeah, our residents went down to St. Michael's Island in Annapolis, that area.
Okay.
They went for a two-night trip just a few months ago. They went up to Boston a couple years ago. They went down to Cape May.
Wow.
Most trips are day trips. They do a lot of they go to the Hunter and Hills Playhouse a lot. They go on lunch on the town. One of the probably the favorite trip all year long is the mystery trip. Ooh. Where our director of activities and our staff put together, like, basically they have to, like, go sight unseen. They don't know where they're going, and they love it. And they go, like, a few trips. And this year they went to the Teterboro Aviation Museum and then worked their way back into different places. They just got back from the Liberty Science Center for the planetarium. They loved it. In fact, their trip was so popular they had to schedule a second trip for the residents who couldn't make it on the first trip because we have one bus.
Okay.
We have a small van, but we have one main bus that does the traveling. So to accommodate all of the interest, we had to have a second trip.
It's inspiring just to sit here and listen. First of all, you do a very good job of
explaining. Oh, you're sweet. Thank you.
And anybody sitting here wanting to would say, I want to see this before I make up my mind what I want to do.
And I tell everybody, see them all. See them all. And we'll be honest with you. We are not memory care. I'm going to put that out right now. We are not a memory care unit. Doesn't mean that one day we won't be.
Right.
But right now we're not. And so if someone says to me, do you have memory care? No, we don't have memory care. But that said, do we have people in our healthcare center, in our residential healthcare, that have official diagnoses of Alzheimer's? Yes.
Okay.
Do they have similar dementia type ailments? Yes. But if you have a loved one that's in the throes of full Alzheimer's, we're not the place for you.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste your time or your money trying to convince you of something we're not, because we are so much else. I don't need to convince you about what we're not.
Right.
There is a place for those other locations, and they do a great job.
What a great way to explain it.
And most people, honestly, we know that. Most people will age in place.
Right.
And that's fine. Like, I work very closely with Home Instead. Janet Kubler right here.
Yeah.
We She's get it. They, everyone has, there's a place.
She's not got a therapy dog. Have you met a therapy
dog? Oh, no, I have not met her. Yeah. But they all have a place in the spectrum. Senior living is very individualized. It's very much works for you and your family and your needs.
One of the things we're doing is, since Marilyn just retired, we're taking a look at her retirement funds that she had sucked away while she was with Rutgers. And saying maybe we should reinvest some of it into what could be used for senior care when needed. And there's some plans for that that weren't in existence when we started investing.
Right. Well, and anyone who's under 40, if you can get long-term care insurance, highly recommended. Because it's very inexpensive at that age.
Yeah,
the older you get, it's more expensive. But that long-term care insurance can make or break someone's ability to come to Heath Village. It is absolutely an asset.
Wow.
So if you have long-term care insurance, that is...
Well, and then there's Jenna Keeble counterpart called Tom Bay, and Tom runs Anita's Angels.
Yes.
And Tom and I sat next to each other at one of the chamber events, and I was asking him about what we're looking at, which is a 7702 plan, which can... It's life insurance, but it's converted to long-term. And he said, oh, I have it myself.
That's a good endorsement.
Yeah, right. And my question to Tom was, I don't want to buy something that when I go to use it, like a warranty on a TV, it doesn't cover this, it doesn't cover that. He says, no. He says, this is the best, and here's the guy you want to go talk to.
That's good information to have. I might need to get it from you.
So we're actually in the throes of looking at whether or not, and we're no youngsters. Marilyn's in her late 60s, I'm in my 70s, and we're saying, I can't believe there's life insurance available or long-term insurance available. It doesn't probably need to be the mainstay of your investment direction, but it should be part of it so that there's a multiple. Like rather than putting $100,000 aside for Medicare, if you're for medical purposes, you can put it into a plan like this and get like $250 out of it.
You know, it's no different than what I'm telling my senior in high school. All we want in life is choices.
Yeah.
You want to prepare yourself to have choices, and whether that's financial, in his case academic, you want to give yourself as many options in life to provide you with what you need, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually, all those things, they're all part of the wellness wheel. And that's one of the things I start with every presentation I do is, this is what you all should be focused on. How do you get as much in these areas of your life to fulfill you? And that may be a community, it may be at home, it may be with resources, it may be with family. It's really, truly very personalized, and everyone needs to kind of think about it.
Well, Melissa, we have a minute left, believe it or not. It's amazing how quick this 45 minutes goes. What would you like to say that we didn't talk about?
I think we've covered so much. I think in general, I think I really just ended with it, is that what's most important for everyone is to think about how they hope to age, where they hope to age, and how what they need to do to get them to that place.
Okay.
And if we can help make those decisions easier for you, then by all means, call us at Heath
Village. And usually it's quite stressful when you have to start making, you know.
Please you're doing crisis, crisis situation is not good planning. So really, truly talk to your loved ones. Thanksgiving coming up, it's a great opportunity to kind of talk to one another about what you want.
And you may want to go up and visit Heath Village. The 14th is open. The 12th of December is their holiday affair. And anytime, just give Melissa a call at
908-684-5009.
And my name is Joe Peters, and I thank you for tuning in. We're going to play my commercial one more time. We'll talk
thank
to you,
you
next
Joe,
week.
Very much.
Okay, thank you for joining.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
USA Radio News.
As America votes today, mechanical problems with voting machines were reported across North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. The first polls close at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and on the West Coast, you're looking at 11 o'clock Eastern Time. Ronna McDaniel is the RNC committee chairwoman. She joined Fox News with what it's going to take for Republicans to maintain control of the House and Senate.
For us to keep these majorities and expand them, which would be defying the trend not just in the House, but in the Senate. In the Senate, you usually lose 2 to 3 seats. Yeah. It's going to depend on everybody getting out to vote. Call your friends, your family.
In all, 155 statewide initiatives are also on the ballot in 37 states. In North Dakota and Michigan, for example, voters have the chance to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. Meanwhile, voters in Missouri and Arkansas are voting to gradually increase the minimum wage. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Holiday retail sales are expected to top $1 trillion in the U.S. for the first time this year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A report from eMarketer projecting an increase of almost 6% from last year, which would mark the strongest growth for holiday sales in America since 2011. It notes low unemployment, rising wages, and more Americans feeling confident about the economy. E-commerce sales are expected to make up over 12% of this year's total. The Christmas holiday retail sales period begins on November 1st and runs through December 31st.